I started looking and realized we had nothing in the studio.
Waited a little too long to look.
Yeah, I really did, man. Sorry, I'm a little rusty this morning. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, wait, oh, there's something cool. No, there's not. There's a pin. So at least we got that.
I have nothing.
I have nothing today. I have nothing, but I will have everything. What is up, everybody? It is now time for us to nerd out as we get ready to talk about all things nerd life. Welcome to Zia Comic Weekly, everybody. Troy, seller of comics. What is up, my friend? What's up, buddy?
I'm just trying to gear up for the holiday season.
Oh, that you sound like you're ready for it.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, not at all. Man, I am not. I'll be honest. Somebody was like, oh, are you going out of town for the holidays? I was like, when's the holidays? You know, next week? I was like, it is?
Already?
I was like, yeah, no. I was like, I'm sorry. I work that day. I was like, I'll probably get a turkey to go or something.
A turkey sandwich.
Yeah, hey, you know, Subway's open. You know, I will be having a turkey sandwich.
Can I get a 6-inch turkey?
If you got some cranberry sauce, throw some of that on there. We'll definitely make it festive.
Yeah, I'll salt it with my tears.
Oh, man. So what's been going on, man? How are things going out at Zia Comics?
Not bad, not bad. There's starting to be a lot more events on the plaza, you know, going into the holidays. Everybody wants to get their little events in. This weekend we have an in-store signing, so don't want to miss that. Nice. We don't often get, you know, a lot of people through Crucis to do things like that, so I hope everybody turns out for it.
Nice. And of course, holiday season means people are going to start doing some shopping, looking for something special, and you guys got all kinds of things, especially for the nerd in your life.
we got a couple nerdy things in the store here and there.
Don't say just a couple, man. You walk in and it's like, yeah, it's right in your face.
In Nerdvana.
Yeah, right. You're like, you walk in, you are my muse. Oh, man. Yeah, right. Oh. But yeah, no, man. Between you guys here and Alamogordo, how's all Alamogordo doing?
It's picking up. People are starting to get the word that we're there, and they're showing up. And, you know, Alamogordo does that Downtown Nights, which is their version of First Fridays, except for I believe this one is going to be their Christmas deal. They're having some kind of big Christmas thingy down there. So I'm hoping that brings a lot of people downtown.
Nice. So make sure you guys do some shopping. Start doing your shopping early for the holidays, because we know that, it might get a little hectic coming next Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So
yeah, all the early last minutes.
Yeah, no, it never fails, man. It never fails. But
go to Albertsons today. You don't want to be there next week.
I tell you, and you know, right now, let's take this time to remind people that you might want to take that bird out of the freezer, because you need to let that thing defrost.
It takes a little. Yeah, it takes a couple days to defrost a huge frozen turkey.
I'll tell you right now, I did not volunteer for the turkey. I don't. I'll do the box ingredients, the stovetop stuffing. Like, if I need to take something, it's going to be the thing that I could do. 3 ingredients, 2 minutes. Here you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
There, I did my part.
There you go. And we're festive. Yay. We have a potluck today, bro. And that's what I did. I was just like, okay, what's everybody bringing? I'll bring the easy thing. So
stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing.
But I put raisins in it this year.
Okay, now I'm just showing off, because I got to go find raisins right now, and I ain't trying to go to the stores right now.
Well, maybe there's some grapes laying around that have been there for a while. And just,
you know what? I'll just add, can't I just add wine to it? It's the same thing.
Yeah, you got a point.
Why did Adam's radio get food poisoning? No, because Joey decided to cook with wine on the
stove. They were drinking raisin juice.
Yeah, it didn't work out for them. So now they're all homesick. Thanks, Joey. Oh, man. All right. Let's go ahead and nerd out, because there is a lot we got to get to, Troy. I mean, let me see. I'm looking at the list. Let's start off first with Loki season 2 finale.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most talked about things going on right now. I haven't gotten a chance to get to it yet, but apparently a lot of people are. It's left you on a cliffhanger, many are saying.
I mean, Hiddleston's already come out and said that this is probably the last you'll really see of Loki in the MCU, except for maybe a cameo here and there, maybe a flashback. And He redeems himself pretty big time. I mean, I would say he achieved God mode in the finale.
It was funny. I was at a broadcast on Sunday, and man, they talked, him and someone were talking about it. And I was like, oh, I was like, I can't be standing next to you, man, because you're gonna just spoil everything. I have not seen it. I was like, so I just need to get away from you. I need to move because I can't. But yeah, man, apparently, like you said, I heard redeemed himself. He's God worthy is
Yes.
definitely one thing. So,
Oh yeah.
yeah.
And everybody in that, I mean, even Owen Wilson, as Mobius, did really well. Like Kei Hu Kwan, I'm probably mispronouncing it, who's been on a huge comeback lately, killed it as OB Ouroboros in there. So everybody who in that series, just this was like their magnus opus. Everybody just went above and beyond.
Yeah, and many are saying that this is what the MCU is needed for this phase because, I mean, you hear the critics say this phase for MCU has not been the best. You know, the last couple of movies, TV shows, it really hasn't been anybody really kind of saying, oh my God, it was great. It's not to the Avengers Endgame level, but you and I have said this many times. That was 16 years of buildup,
Yeah.
but it has kind of been kind of flat on the MCU side of things.
Well, it's kind of like what's his name on Waterboys? Oh no, we suck again. They'll have
The
something good
rematch.
and then they just drop the ball. And then they'll have something else good, drop the ball.
Yeah, and many people are saying that Loki, it's even have people saying there's like there need how can there not be a season three? So a lot of people are saying, but I mean if Tom Hiddleston is saying he thinks this may be the end. I mean, it really just comes down to are they going to present enough script or a something that says, hey, let's do another season or let's have a major part in what's going to come up in the next phase of Marvel.
I mean, the way it ended, he could make another appearance, but it's pretty definitive what's his future is. So, but it's a comic book movie. They can make anything happen.
Yeah, no, and it's just it's fascinating, man, because I think we're setting ourselves up to have a some pretty good releases over the next couple years. And yeah, I mean it was slow, man. I mean there was a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I know you've mentioned, they're gonna really dial back a lot on the Marvel content, in the years because we were getting TV shows, movie. It was a lot. It was a little bit of an overkill. I mean, I think that's where Marvel may have shot themselves in the foot by giving us TV shows and movies at the same time that not all of us could really keep up. I mean, I was starting to fall behind when we got to Moon Knight.
Yeah, and I think that didn't help them because people got lost in the shuffle. And there's people who are still like you, just catching up on Moon Knight and stuff,
Yeah.
which Moon Knight was probably one of my favorite MCU series so far. So, a lot of this stuff got swept to the back burner, slept on, and they need to let that just simmer, let everybody catch up. Because I think right now there's nothing new, Star Wars or Marvel, on the Disney Plus.
No, as a matter of fact, I was reading an article yesterday that said the only project that is slated for next year is Deadpool 3. So that's the only thing and I think a lot of this also has to do with the actor and writer strike that was going on
Yeah.
that, and maybe this is the wake up call that Marvel got and said, okay, we may need to slow it down and only release one thing. And from Marvel, and one thing from, the Star Wars community.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping they're going after quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
Just pumping stuff out continuously. Just put out good things, no matter how long it takes, just make sure it's good.
Let me ask you as well, because I mean, Loki, I mean, as much as we were like, man, I need to get season two, I need to get season two. Does waiting help? Because I mean, there was a pretty good period of time from the first season to the second season. But does there need to be more? Like, I don't know. Do we wait a little bit longer or do we lose interest after so long?
That's a balancing act because if you wait too long, people, like you said, just lose interest. But that's why they do those recaps at the
Yeah.
beginning of all the series.
Yeah, because that's where I'm kind of feeling right now with Stranger Things and shows like that and Cobra Kai. because these characters are getting older, man. I mean, and their careers are starting to take off in other aspects. You know, as much as we want to see them go back, are we going to really get them to that capacity in the final season? Like, you know, what's his name? Cholo. Is he going to be all right for Cobra Kai, or are we just going to get kind of a, well, I just got to contractually obligate to finish this show and not get the finale that we want from Cobra Kai?
Well, I just saw the advertisement for Cobra Kai right before we came on there, and their tag. Have you seen the tagline?
Nuh-uh.
It is strike first, strike hard, strike over.
Wow.
And I was like, that was genius.
That's a good one. There's your puns right there for you guys.
Yeah, and I guess this one is supposed to be Kreese versus Silver type, and they're bringing the guy who trained them in as one of the characters. So it's probably going to be really heavy on those guys this season.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But I mean, those are shows where, especially when you have young actors, man, they're growing up. And you know, I think we even talked at one point that there was possible spinoffs with these kiddos going to college and, you know, kind of advancing, not just on the main characters, but I mean, you got Hawk that they would follow on his journey going to college or something like that. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I'm excited for, especially for that series, because it's a series that I don't think a lot of people really gave a lot of hope to.
I mean, no, it started on YouTube TV. So, yeah, they didn't even give it much hope.
Yeah, good. Then here comes Netflix as a savior to take care of it, man. And it's been great.
Nostalgia works.
It really does, man. And, you know, with that, you know, you have, you know, possibility of some more, you know, and that's another thing, too, is that this whole, you know, Cobra Kai universe that they'll try to do. And it's like, let's not go overboard with it.
They're gonna start opening dojos all over the world.
Yeah, right. And then you'll get to, I mean, but it's not bad though, because then you get your cameos. And I mean, and for us older, the older demographic, we get that reminder of, oh yeah, hey, look, there's Danielson, and you know, hey, it's nice to see him on TV for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, where else are they gonna go? They're gonna bring in Will Smith's son from the Jackie Chan series, and
you know, I've been waiting for that too. I have been waiting for that, because Will Smith, I mean, if you guys don't know, is an executive producer of this show. So while everybody's laughing at him because of, you know, all that's been going on in his life, and
he's still cashing checks.
Oh, he's not stopping working. He's still, you guys can sit there and say, poor him. No, it's a business at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm not sure, because they're all dysfunctional over there, but what's the chance we might see Hillary Swank?
You know, and to what, you know, man, oh man, there's just so much they got to cover. And I know for that series, they will at some point even reference it. I think will be great. I think it'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't think there's any callback that is taboo to them. They will use it.
Like, hey, take it. Cool. Netflix is cutting the check these days. Let's do it. So,
and greenlit.
Yeah. That will like that. What else we got? Oh, Stranger Things. Like I mentioned, Stranger Things. Apparently, there's going to be a 2-minute release, kind of previewing what we can expect for the upcoming season of Stranger Things, which won't come out till late next year or early 2025. So we'll see what happens.
Those aren't kids anymore, so I'm not sure where they're going with that.
I think, like you and I had said, that time jump. I think that's where they're going to go. I think we may get late 80s, early 90s, kind of in the timeline. So that's probably where the series will end up when they come back for their final season.
Well, my question is, why do people still live in that town? Why aren't they all moving away?
Property value is pretty cheap, man. So.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Like, you know what, man?
But the insurance rates must be crazy.
They're like, yeah, I'm going to hold on to this just a little bit longer, because somebody will come and buy out, and maybe somebody will want this land. Let me hold on to. You're right, man. We're thinking too logically. We're like, hey, you know, why am I still living here?
Oh, this is a portal to the underground? Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Can you imagine being the real estate agent on that? So it's got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's got a pool and a portal to the
other. Yeah, and you can't use this room.
Yeah, so just go ahead and stay for that room. As a matter of fact, We'll change those locks for you before you move in. So what do you think? Can I sell you on the home?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll pay you to take it. I mean, there's just, but like I said, but then the insurance, the mall, I mean, is there a clause in there? They don't cover other dimensional demons from destroying the mall.
It's like, hey, so I passed on that hurricane insurance and I went for the demons that just seem to be flying around.
Get the demon insurance.
And that is how State Farm came to be back in the 70s.
We are farmers. We know things because we've seen things.
You know what? I'm starting to think that's probably why.
I want to see him do that commercial in Hawkins, Indiana.
Look at that. We're already figuring out how do you guys to throw in some advertising into this Stranger Things final season. So
Mind Flayer, yeah, we had that.
So you guys can see you are covered by my demagogue and insurance. Like, oh man.
Oh wow.
Man, it's definitely quite a bit of things to look forward to. Man, I tell you, once that writer strike and the actor strike, just how many things have just started hitting the web, from previews to teases. I mean, I haven't even seen the Cobra Kai one, so I got to go check that out. Just as far as the, I got to see that, because that's really cool. That's a nice little twist on it.
Yeah, that one and the new Ghostbusters movie trailer looks really good. Paul Rudd, I'll watch Paul Rudd do anything.
That man, amazing. So Frozen Empire came out last week. The trailer for it.
I didn't even plan that. Did I hit it?
Yep, you did. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, like I said, I love Paul Rudd. And the what I've seen of him in this trailer, he looks like he becomes a Ghostbuster, but he's still a fanboy as well. Mm-hmm. You've got, of course, you don't have Ramis, but you've got the other three original guys. The only thing they're not bringing back, I guess, is the female Ghostbusters.
I don't know.
Unless they're going to pull a time rift and pull them through, or I don't know.
Honestly, so my theory on this is that they'll bring one or two of them. I don't think they bring all of them in. I think they'll bring, trying to think what her name is, Kate McKinnon's character, because she was kind of her and McCarthy. I think they'll bring those two along into the quirky this somehow. Ones. Yeah, they'll bring them, or they were the scientist ones to the side of the things. I think they'll bring the scientists. I mean, Leslie Jones, probably not. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I did like the fact that they are bringing, for the most part, the original cast back to the series.
Yeah, I mean, that alone, and it looks, it you know, if you ever read the original script for Ghostbusters, it was not supposed to be a comedy. It was pretty dark.
You know, and it's just a great franchise, though. I mean, I think it sometimes gets underrated. I mean, as far as when you think about those movies that should have got a third one. I mean, I think there's even people out there that think that there is a third one from the original, but there wasn't. It was just the one and two. I mean, and then it kind of went to the cartoons, and then yes, then obviously the female remake, and then this last one came out. So I don't know, man. I think it's going to be, and I don't even think this is going to be a comedy. I mean, there's going to be its funny moments, but I think this is going to be a little bit more on the serious side.
Well, with Paul Rudd, you've got to have some comedy in it. Plus, you know, bringing back Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, there's going to be some funny moments written in, but I think it's going to be a lot more suspense type of a movie.
Well, it was kind of like the last one they just did was a little more suspense. So it was, but I mean, you said, I mean, there always is that, I mean, that comedy to break up the, just those moments that it becomes too intense, because I think by not adding that, now you're watching something that maybe someone wanted just a little bit of a laugh, a little bit of a chuckle, just enough to keep them entertained. But I don't know, man, I'm excited for this one. And I think this is going to be a big movie for them next year when it comes out.
Yeah. I haven't seen what they're going to try to use for merchandising, because, you know, they had the new ghost and the other one, the muncher. And then they had the little marshmallow guys.
Yeah.
So that was their tie into the toy lines. I haven't seen anything cutesy in this trailer. So I don't know how they're going to do that.
Maybe they'll roll it out whenever we get our second trailer for that. Maybe then we'll start to see what will be the cute little thing that everybody's going to want on a t-shirt or going to be the next costume. And by the way, guys, whenever you're talking Halloween costumes, Ghostbusters is up there with superheroes, ghosts,
Always.
witches. I mean, it's there. There's going to be a Ghostbuster wherever you go.
I got one in the store.
Yeah, you see? But I mean, that says a lot for the franchise. You are a staple when it comes to Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, it's an iconic costume, and you've seen a couple different variations of it. It's easy to put together, get a brown jumpsuit, throw some electronic stuff together, and just say it's Ghostbuster equipment.
So bring me the VCR. I'm about to be a Ghostbuster. Oh man, yeah, no, it looked really good, and yeah, it came out last week, and we'll see. 2024 Ghostbusters will be coming out. Did you get a chance to see the Marvels? Marvels came out this past weekend.
I have not seen it.
I actually I went to the theaters, Troy, and I went to go see it because I wanted to go see it. I know
You
I.
committed the mortal sin.
I did. I know. I'm like, you know what? I had some time on Sunday afternoon. I said, let's go. And you know what? There's been a lot of reviews out there about this movie. I gotta say, it was pretty good.
I heard it was a solid movie, and I mean, not the best MCU movie, but they can't all be the best.
Yeah.
I heard it was really solid. It's just people are not going to the theaters.
45 million is what it makes on that
Oof.
weekend, making it the lowest Marvel movie in the entire saga of anything Marvel. $45 million. And then of course, you know, TikTok is already talking about the post credit, which has a lot of people excited. So, but post credits definitely are pushing us into the next phase of what we can expect from Marvel.
Well, hopefully this is what's going to push them to start doing streaming a lot sooner. You know, I give it a month. I'm good with a month in the theaters, then put it on the streaming platforms because that's where a big chunk of your audience is.
You know, and with that, I mean, yes, you got movies like this, but maybe those Avenger Endgame, you know, we have Secret Wars is that's going to come out, The Rise of Kang. Those are the movies that we need to see in theaters. This one, I think, would have thrived strictly streaming. Like to
I'm
the
never
point
watch
that,
anything in theaters ever
like
again
to but to the
my whole
point
life.
where I think this movie would have probably taken over the headlines from Loki, because Loki, all everyone was talking more about Loki, I felt, than they were talking about the Marvels, and it just all happened to happen. You know, Loki came out Thursday, the movie drops, people are talking more about the Disney Plus series than they were about the movie.
Well, like I said, I think streaming is, I think theaters are going to go, unless they make some kind of new advancement, like VR movies or something.
Yeah.
I don't see movies lasting much more than 10 years from now.
Yeah. So I'm starting to wonder if this strike, how much it really affected people's perspective as far as theater watching, because I'm sure for TV, there's got to be a lot of things they got to go to the chalkboard, back to the, you know, the writing boards as far as what we need to be doing. And I think it's also come down to quality, man. I mean, as Marvel's, I mean, great movie, but did it need to come out right now? Probably
Well, I
not.
think it got pushed once or twice anyway. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm a big proponent of putting these things on streaming as soon as possible because there's a lot of people like me who just don't want to go into a theater, buy your ticket and buy a bunch of overpriced concessions. And
Yeah.
then you watch the movie and you're like, oh, that was okay. I'd
Yeah.
rather pay the $10 and eat my own stuff at the house and watch it on my big screen TV.
You know, and you have that option to pause and stop and start and go, and
Go take a
yeah.
pee break.
It's like, these days you got to. I couldn't make it through the whole movie. I had to take a pee break. But it, you know, great movie. It's just one of those movies where I think it was, and I gotta say, I think it was also kind of a fall into the, they couldn't really promote it. They really couldn't do a whole lot with it because the writer strike and the actor strike was going on. So it was set, it was done. You know, it just I think that also didn't help them not being able to have your main cast members going out there and doing the circuit to promote this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that and the fact that there's a lot of toxic masculinity out there. They don't want to see stuff with all female leads. The three big heroes in that one are all women.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, Barbie was female led, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
See, it's there's this thing right now that, you know, they're calling it Marvel fatigue. And is it just the it's just fell to Marvel fatigue? Because, I mean, as much as we love our Marvel, I mean, I'm now going back and watching old movies that I may have not have given too much attention to. Like, I'll tell you, man, this year, I've maybe gone back and watched Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings a couple of times because it was a very good movie, but it just wasn't a movie that people were saying, oh, my God, it was the best thing. I've watched that quite a few times on Disney Plus, and yeah, I mean, I'm even wanting to go back and watch, you know, the kid, obviously one of the Marvels. I never saw that franchise. I never saw her standalone TV show, so I may want to go back and watch that. But then again, it's like it's all accessible through a streaming service that I can go watch at my own discretion.
Yeah, watch Werewolf by Night again. I watched it a couple times over the past month. It just seems to keep popping up. I'm like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, guys, I mean, I know a lot of people have just complained about this phase of Marvel, but when you get a chance to really go back into Disney Plus and rewatch it, the only thing I hate, though, I wish that they had the latest Superman. Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Spider-Man. I know I did a sin. Sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. No, the Spider-Man.
Which
that's
one?
Not on Disney. The one with the three Spider-Mans. Oh, I can't remember it.
Oh, Far okay. The live action one. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No,
Far From Home or
Far From Home.
Never Going Home. Ran Away From Home.
No Way Home or No New World Order. I can't remember what it's called. But no, that one's not on Disney Plus. But obviously because of reasons that it's different studios and Sony.
Yeah.
But if you go back and watch some of these movies from this past phase, it's a really good movie. Even Ant-Man, Quantumania was pretty good.
Yeah. They all have their play. Like I said, every movie they make can't be a blockbuster. And I think people are holding them to too high of a standard because it's still a good movie and it's still entertaining. Is it the best Marvel movie? No. Did it make the most money? No. Doesn't mean it's not a good movie.
Yeah, but when you're home on a Saturday and you just want to check out something comic book related and it's there, I mean, I tell you, man, this weekend, so I, for some reason, watched Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, went back and watched that again. Shang-Chi was one that I watched. Ant-Man, Quantumania. And it was in no particular. I just happened to be like, okay, I need to have something on while I'm there. But it's like you go back and then after a while, you're like, okay, this is really good compared to when it was first coming out. I don't know if it's just expectation when it comes out at that moment, you're like, oh, it's got to be the best thing ever. But it's like, okay, we put too much expectation on every movie that comes out.
Yeah, well, get your get Prime and Apple TV, because Prime, you got Generation V, which was the spinoff from The Boys, really good series, and Invincible season 2 just kicked out, and it's following up right where season 1 left off, and that's good. I just saw something for an advertisement for something on Apple TV the other day, and I was like, oh, I want to see that. And then at the end, it popped up the Apple TV logo. I was like, I hope I still have that. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I may need to check that because I may have ran out of my 3 months for free. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have.
Yeah. So, no. And then with them really cracking down on password sharing these days, it's a little more difficult now to really kind of share a password these days.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's so much going on. Real quick, of course, some other headlines. Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That is coming out this weekend. What are your thoughts? Of course, this is the prequel to the Hunger Games saga that we saw a couple years ago. Looks pretty good, man. It's actually got me quite intrigued.
Yeah, it looks interesting. Like, it's showing you the beginnings of the Hunger Games before they had these elaborate fields and technology that they use to keep people reined in. And it's got Peter Dinklage. So,
yeah, can't go wrong with that.
But yeah, it looks like you said, it looks pretty good. I'm probably going to watch it on streaming.
Yeah, when it comes out. By the way, HBO Max, y'all need to step it up. I know y'all are trying to, and I keep calling it HBO Max, it's called just Max. I know you guys are chasing these professional sporting contracts right now, but y'all need to put some more content on there, because I really start to think I probably don't need HBO Max, because they need to give us movies like this one. And, you know, Barbie, I'm surprised Barbie is not on a streaming service yet.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet either. I'm waiting for that one to hit the streaming service. So,
yes.
It's whoever took control over there at Max and shook everything up. You're getting away from everything that HBO was built on. It's home box office. And you guys are pushing into sports now.
Yeah.
I have curtailed almost all of my sports watching. I don't watch nowhere near as much as I used to. I get my news. I just go and check the scores on ESPN.com in the morning. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I get what they're doing, because, you know, we're getting into March Madness, and I think they're trying to find a platform to where you can find everything. But in that time, as much as you're pushing this, yes, I mean, I have, you know, some other services to go watch it. But if I want that blockbuster movie, and like you said, HBO was built on bringing you, you know, these massive movies. And, you know, I went and checked, you know, kind of what's the latest that's been coming out on HBO Max and, you know, Max or whatever we're calling it. And nothing really just kind of struck me in, like nothing caught my attention. There wasn't anything DC. There wasn't anything, you know, even an old movie. I'm like, okay, you guys cannot be falling this behind to Netflix, which Netflix has quite a selection right now. I mean, they have the animated Spider-Man on there that is right now number two worldwide streaming on that. And I think that's great.
And Netflix has been picking up a ton of anime.
Yes.
It's all the big anime titles are on Netflix now, and anime is so hot that that's a good get for Netflix.
If you guys get a chance to look, because I know on Netflix they have the top 10, like the top 10 movies, top 10 TV series. Right now at that 8, 9, 10, you are seeing some you know, anime series. And that's in the top 10. So it's now starting to pique the interest of people that may not have watched it, that somehow it's now catching their attention. So, you know, we spoke earlier in the year about who's going to jump at this anime. And guess who did it? Netflix. Yep.
Yeah, Netflix. Well, Crunchyroll had it in the beginning. But how many people already had Netflix? And then, you know, they had me scrolling through in their top 10, like you said. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'll give this a shot. Let me look at it. Or I'm going to watch that anime live series or the One Piece live action series.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? There's a lot of movies from China, Japan. Mm-hmm. That are starting to pop up now. There's like a whole category now, and you're just like, okay, I think Netflix is planning for, okay, you know, if we can go get these movies that are already popular overseas. And I mean, hey, you guys love Squid Games. There's some other great series and movies out there that we don't know about that we're about to get introduced to.
Yeah, I mean, we watched a bunch of, even India, the Bollywood stuff. We watched some of the, I can't remember the characters, Bahubali. There's a couple other ones like that coming out of India that were pretty amazing. I mean, I actually paid attention because it was all subtitled, but it was good. There's another one out of Korea called Moving, if you haven't seen that one. It's a superhero styled thing, but like everyday superheroes. It's, these guys are not beholden to shareholders.
Yeah. So
they don't have to worry about using the same formula over and over. They actually think outside the box, and you get really good movies that way.
Yeah, and Netflix, all they got to do is say, hey, we'll pay a premium, put it on our streaming service, and people will enjoy this. So I tell you, man, Netflix, somehow, when I'm like, I don't know, they come through with the win. So good for you,
they Netflix. They give you just enough to keep you there.
They really do, man. That's why I was like, I don't know about that. Oh, wait, you put the new Spider-Man? Oh, wait, hold on. Am I really about all to right, watch
one,
this?
One more month. I'll give you one more month.
Yeah, you know what? It's the holidays, so we might as well keep it. We'll keep it. Troy, if they want to stay up to date with you, find out what's going on at Sia Comics, how can they follow you on the socials? How can they stalk you?
We are all over the interwebs. We got the Insta, the Meta, the YouTube, and the Tiki Talkie.
All right.
No more X.
No more X. We made X our X.
That's we X the X.
We X the X. Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook. You can follow me there. Big Show FM on Instagram. You can also follow me, Joey, on the FM on Instagram and Joey on the FM on TikTok. So you might catch me doing a dance move or two. Who knows? I'm a little tired right now, so I probably won't be dancing anytime soon. So, you guys, happy holidays to everybody out there. This has been another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.